Unit 1. Lesson 5. Exercise 1. Emily's grandmother, Olga, comes to meet Emily's friends. Listen to the conversation, read the text, then answer the questions.
1. Where does Olga come from? 2. Why are there tears in her eyes when she sees the Statue of Liberty? 3. How did she get to America? 4. What did Misha and his friends think about the Statue of Liberty? 5. Why does Olga want to go to the Rockefeller Center again? 6. Who was Rockefeller?
Misha, Rob, Mark, look who's coming. It's my grandma, Olga. She's the most interesting person I have ever met.
Hello, Emily. Hello, boys. It's nice to meet you.
You have a Russian name. That's interesting.
I am Russian. My parents came to America many, many years ago and brought me with them. I was only a little girl, but I remember the first thing I saw in America from on board the ship.
It was the Statue of Liberty, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Every time I see it, I get tears in my eyes. But you've seen it yourselves, haven't you? What do you think?
Well, to be honest, it looks great, but...
Yes, it's one of those big American symbols which nobody believes in anymore.
Everything we saw in New York is about money. All of those skyscrapers built by rich people and big corporations. And there are still so many poor people in the streets. Is that liberty?
Well, there must be some place you haven't been to yet in the city. I could go with you and show you something that you haven't seen.
What's that?
How about the Rockefeller Center?
But we've already been there.
Let's see it again. Look at this building again, children. What do you see?
I see a very big building which was built by somebody who had so much money that he didn't know how to spend it all.
Or somebody who got a lot of money from the government.
The Rockefellers were rich aristocrats, right?
John D. Rockefeller II was a rich aristocrat, that's true. But he didn't just believe in money. He believed in people, too.
Oh.
When he decided to build this building during the Great Depression, he got no help from the government. So he used his own money to do it. Oh. Rockefeller was quite an interesting man. Would you like to know more about him?
Yes.
Let's go and read his own words on that sign in front of the building.